Hello, welcome to the Print Pod. This is Bhadra Sinha, Deputy Editor with The Print. In today's episode of The Print Pod, I will read out my story on an application filed before the Supreme Court alleging serious management in the top football body of India, that is the All India Football Federation. An application alleging financial mismanagement and functioning of the All India Football Federation, or the AIIF, which is the governing body of the sport in the country, has been filed in the Supreme Court. Senior advocate Gopal Sankaranarayanan, who is assisting the top court to frame a constitution for the working of AIFF, has moved this application, in which he has sought an appropriate forensic audit to examine the finances of the federation under the present interim body. He has also asked for the appointment of a retired judge of the top court to inquire into the mismanagement and functioning of the AIFF under the current regime. Besides charging the interim body of serious mismanagement, the application claims there is lack of transparency and procedural impropriety in the functioning of AIFF. The interim body took over the AIFF following elections to select the executive committee of the federation. This was done pursuant to the top court's 3rd August 2022 orders, which allowed the polls to be held as an interim measure. The court issued the directions amidst a hearing it was conducting to prepare a draft constitution for AIFF. In May 2022, it appointed a committee of administrators, or the COA, for the purpose of drafting and facilitating the adoption of a new constitution for the federation. The COA submitted this draft constitution to the court in July 2022. To which objections were filed by various parties. In May last year, the top court then asked former Supreme Court Judge Justice L.N. Rao to finalize the draft constitution as proposed by the COA, however, only after hearing objections of all the parties. Justice Rao gave his report to the court on 11 September last year, following which the top court gave another 3 weeks to the parties for submitting their objections. According to Sankaranarayanan's application, the interim arrangement made by the court was without prejudice to the rights and contentions of the parties and was to continue for 3 months or till the constitution for AIFF is finalized. The court, it said, had restrained the interim body from claiming any equities on the basis of its order. However, as per the application, the current AIFF management, despite being an interim body, has gone well beyond its mandate. The application pointed to a letter written in January 2024 by the president of Goa Football Association to the interim AIFF president questioning the failure to organize an annual general body meeting since December 2023. The letter also raises a question about the approval process of audited accounts without an AGM being conducted. To further substantiate the assertion of mismanagement, the application has cited letters written by AIFF's former nodal legal officer, Nilanjan Bhattacharji, whose services were subsequently terminated, a move said to be retaliatory on behalf of the interim AIFF president. Bhattacharji's emails pointed out irregularities in an agreement signed between AIFF and Indigo Airlines, which in his view were not vetted by the legal department of the federation. The application alleges he was pressurized to give his consent to the agreement, even though, in his view, communicated to the AIFF president, the terms should have been renegotiated. Bhattacharji had noted irregularities in the production of I-League matches and had suggested measures to improve the tendering process that too were disapproved by the interim president, the application has said. Besides making allegations of unauthorized credit card expenditures and office renovation linked to the interim president's office in Kolkata, the application speaks of India's withdrawal of its hosting bid of the 2027 Asia Football Club. According to the application, this was done while ignoring the pre-bidding expense of Rs. 72 lakh and despite having a reasonable chance of India winning the right to host the prestigious tournament. The application also refers to a pending litigation in the Delhi High Court, where the AIFF General Secretary has challenged his termination by the interim president. The High Court has stayed this termination on a prima facie opinion that it was contrary to the procedure laid down. That's all that I have for you right now. Thank you. Do join in to the Print Pod.